This is Jamie Spence Freeman, and I am here with Stephen McBride, the brand new 2015 Southern Reason National Vice President. Stephen, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity.
Now, Stephen, just for people that don't know, tell me just a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Coffee County, Tennessee, in the Beech Grove community, and we have a herd of registered Black Angus beef cattle on 235 acres. And I have two older brothers, Matthew and Andrew, and they went through the FFA, as did my father. My father, when he came through the FFA in 1980-81, he served as a state FFA president. And it's so awesome to think that whenever my brother Matthew was a freshman in college, he became state FFA president. And then who knew that God would have that plan for me to be state FFA president in Tennessee as well. And then we were the first father and two sons to get that opportunity. But now I have the opportunity to serve in a way that they never did in getting to be the National Southern Region Vice President. And, you know, I'm just really excited about that. My SAE was beef production entrepreneurship and agricultural education. And my favorite CDE that I got to compete in was the National Prepared Public Speaking CDE.
Now, Stephen, let's get on to the topic of just kind of the experience of having your name called and running up on on stage. I know it will be very hard to put it all into words, but try to do it for me.
Well, it was a crazy experience, but a fun one. We started with 42 candidates, and then unfortunately half of those got cut. And then the final set of interviews that the last few of us got to do, and it was just a whirlwind of emotions. But the amazing thing is I got to meet 36 other friends that unfortunately were not able to get to have this opportunity that we do this year. And they're some of the best friends that I've made in this whole process. And it was amazing after my name was called for them to come up and hug me and share that excitement with me. But, you know, as we were there just swaying, not knowing what was going to happen, but this is it. It was just amazing. And I just knew that no matter what, God had a plan for my life. And I guess now it's to serve as National Vice President.
Now, how long do you think it will take for it to mentally set in with you that, oh, I am a national officer?
Oh, goodness. It started to sink in as soon as I saw that jacket with just an emblem on the back. I was like, oh, wow. Wow. I guess I'm a national FFA officer now. But there will definitely be times throughout the year. And who knows, it might even be until next year at this time when I'm retiring where it really, really sets in. But, you know, I'm just blessed to have this opportunity to take this chance.
Now, let's get back to your history a little bit. I know that FFA runs in the blood. It's a family tradition for you. But what made you want to run for a national office, and where was that turning point from whenever you first put on that blue jacket to now, to where you said, I want to be a national officer?
Well, everybody that I've talked to really gets to have that first experience when they first see their first national officer team. They just want to be one. Well, I got to have that experience back in 2003 when my brother was competing in National Prepared. And I saw my first ever national officer team, and I was just enamored with them. And I was like, that's what I want to do. But as I matured and I grew in the FFA and in my life, I realized that it's so much more than just a jacket with nothing else on the back but an emblem. It's about the service opportunity that we have to now get to serve more than 610,240 members across this great nation. And, you know, as I think about growing up as the little brother and looking up to my older siblings and their friends, there were times where they didn't really want to give the little brother the time of day, you know, and that's just how it goes in life. But I know that being in the shoes of myself, growing up and looking up to them, that there's going to be members now that look up to me as a national officer. And I can't wait to have those conversations and letting them know that no matter what dream that they have, they can chase it. And it's just amazing to see that God does have a plan for their life.
Now, let's talk about this upcoming year. Do you have any specific goals or plans that you want your new team to achieve, or even personally you to achieve with this opportunity you've been given?
Well, the theme for this coming year is go all out, and we really got to see what that means with the amazing group of officers that just retired. And so that's what we're going to encourage members to do is to seize the day, take the opportunities that we have in this great organization, and, you know, grow as members, grow as people, and take the opportunities that we have with Premier Leadership, personal growth, and career success.
And now I know with every national officer candidate, there is always that support team behind them. Who do you want to thank out of that support team?
Everybody. I have my mama and my daddy, my two older brothers, their wives, my niece Meredith, my girlfriend Megan, my aunt Marilyn, Miss Brenda McNeil and her son Stephen, who they've been family friends for years. everybody on our state staff, the current state officer team, my state officer team, my great buddy Mitch, who's been my friend since I was a baby, who just retired as National FFA Secretary. Everybody, really. There's really not many people that I've ever come across with that haven't played an amazing role in my life.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for meeting with me today. And again, congratulations on this great honor.
Thank you so much.
For FFA Today, this is Jamie Spence Freeman.